Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. This week, I'm talking to comedian and co-host of the excellent podcast Self-Renovators, Caroline Maybe. I managed to offend Caroline within seconds of starting the episode, and my regret is so solid you could almost eat that. But we quickly recover. We talk about pinpricks leading to soft spots. I learn all about Kelly Welly, and Caroline tells an insane story about the time she drank something that could have set her heart alight. We cover thinness, make pretend restaurants, and cheese. So much cheese. I'll shut up so we can get on with it. So normally, at the beginning, we've brought each other something to eat, but actually we've cooked something together.
We did.
So nice. It's sweet potato sagaloo. Where did you get the recipe from?
The internet.
Oh, and we can put green chilies on it if we want.
Oh, yeah. I like to put even more
lemons.
I get very anxious at this moment when the food I've recommended...
Do you?
It's tasted.
And well, I noticed as we were cooking it, you're a perfectionist. Oh, Rafi disagrees and is...
What?
Well, that's not a bad thing. What? That's like a chef's-y thing, isn't it? It's delicious.
Is it really?
It's really yummy. I love the lemoniness. Mm. And it is nice to have sweet potatoes.
The spice mix is quite... subtle, isn't it? Like, interesting. Nuanced.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the only heat really is the fresh chilies I've just lobbed a load of on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because you like real spicy.
Are you a spicy person?
Not really.
That's delicious.
Yeah, eating a chili. Yeah, that's not a really hot chili, but it's still a bit alarming.
Is it for you?
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I think if it's in the context... I just had one on its own and it was unpleasant, actually. In the context of all the other stuff, I love it.
But yeah.
You need to eat them on your own. I had a competition once at a party, very sozzled, of who could eat the most chilies off a chili tree. I won. This boy challenged me. No, I was fine, because then I had half a pint of milk and it made it all go away.
Right.
But this boy was like dry heaving, all red faced, into a sink upstairs for an hour, and then he had to go home. And it was all his idea.
Bloody patriarchy.
This is so yummy. And I know that it's a bit liquidy because I accidentally put too much stock in.
We did it together.
We made a poor team decision. But I quite like it. It's like sagaloo soup.
Yeah, it's a bit soupy.
Are you happy with it? You said the first time you had it, it was mind-blowing. The second time you had it, it was just all right. So how is this time coming?
This is halfway between the two. Yeah.
It's really tasty.
It's like the Goldilocks version.
It's bloody yummy. Are you annoyed there's no coriander?
I'm not annoyed.
I brought some and it fell out of my bag on the way.
I bet we find it.
Yeah.
After. We'll have it for pudding. Do you like coriander?
Love it.
I love coriander.
People get quite funny. My stepdad hates it to the point of...
Yeah.
Like...
My mother-in-law hates it as well. And she likes to make a point of not liking things that I cook.
And luckily, not listening to podcasts that you participate in.
And Taylor doesn't like
coriander.
And she's really foodie.
Taylor, who you make your podcast Self-Renovators with.
Yes, that was a good way to get a little plug in, wasn't it? She's really a really brilliant cook.
That's
the only reason I do the podcast is I go around her house and she feeds me. It's the only food I normally get.
I'm devouring this. I love it.
Yeah. It's different with... I don't normally put the chilies on, you see.
I hope I didn't peer pressure you into it.
No, not at all.
But
I just think, I feel like when I feed this is okay, right? Like, with often if I'm making some food and it was a good positive experience making it together and really just did most of the legwork. But sometimes I get in a bit of a frazzle and I make such a mess, and often I will just start improvising, which is a disaster.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly
just
what you mean.
Just like using up great ingredients just to make a brown mulch. and then even if I don't do that, but I'd get, by the time I finished, I'm so sweaty and I like slam it down on the table and like, here you go, enjoy your meal, and walk out of the room. Like, I don't even want to eat it. That's so stressful.
It was too stressful to make.
But I'm getting better.
Yeah.
Recently. So since I started paying more attention to my diet and not having dairy and stuff, we're definitely eating much better and I'm cooking much more from scratch.
Oh, nice.
And getting and finding simple ways to do things.
Yeah.
I think you're probably right. I probably am a bit perfectionist, so I
wasn't rooting you. I think an enormous number of people are like that about cooking, who might not be like it about anything else in their life. I think it's fascinating.
The thing is, listener, Jess got very upset because I criticised her onion technique.
Yeah. Well,
We've both learned something about onions. We've had a hugely revelatory experience
with the onion chopping. I've been slicing onions wrong the whole way.
You haven't?
Well, I'm 34 years old and I've never sliced an onion the way you've shown me. And it does look so much prettier. But it just makes sense. Yeah. But for dicing, I stick by my
I think you're
long ways
right.
followed by width ways, because otherwise you're holding it all together with your hand.
Mm.
I feel like I watched a cookery programme with my mum when we were about 11. We're twins,
you and
my
mum
and I. when I was about 11, we watched a cookery programme that showed you that, like, don't cut the stalk off.
Yes, you know, it makes sense.
Do it long and then do it along the width afterwards. But for pretty crescent shaped slices, you've taught me a great thing.
Yeah. And likewise, I want some salt and pepper on it or something.
Yeah, go for it. What's happened is the same thing that happens with every single meal I eat with Mikey, which is I've basically finished before you're even halfway through.
I'm normally that person. Oh, there's loads more. Really go and have some more.
I bloody will. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course. Oh, look, I've got a whole mound of ginger here.
I'm not a very precise ginger grater. I'd go so far as to say grating ginger is one of my least favourite tasks.
I think it's supposed to be... So you just taught me about, what, scraping off the skin with a spoon?
With a teaspoon, you can just rub the skin
of
the ginger
really
off.
But I think if you freeze the ginger, it's easier to grate.
Ooh! Okay.
But it always gets lost in the icebergs in my freezer.
Well, you also taught me... You can freeze bananas and then you don't need ice cubes in your smoothies.
Oh.
And that's a great way of using them if they're going off.
Oh,
I always have
so
to
good.
Make banana... I just make banana bread over and over again to use them up. And that actually is unnecessary.
Well, delicious milkshakes of frozen banana with, like, coconut milk or whatever. Really good.
Yum.
Really, really, really good.
Get in. I think from this, I'm going to get some more. But you're obviously, like, you're pro cooker. But did you...
No.
Yes. You make really nice food then.
A few little techniques.
What are your signature things?
I'm having a lot of. Because I tried to cut down on wheat as well.
Yeah.
And that obviously cuts out a lot
of
stuff.
This is all on the advice of your acupuncturist. This isn't.
Stroke kidnapper.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm eating a lot of quinoa, mate. And. Oh, I tell you what I love to do with the quinoa. I love to use a peeler, like the flat peelers.
Yeah, they're great.
That we had. What do you call that? So you julienne the courgette.
Oh,
ribbons.
Courgette.
So you make ribbons of the courgette and fry it all up. This was from a Jamie Oliver
like
recipe.
Like a spiralizer would do, but without having one.
I have got a spoon.
Have you?
But ribbons, so it's like the whole
like
whip.
Strips, like wide, I see.
But very wide and thin.
Yeah.
Slivers. Mm-hmm. Not
you
speaking.
Said that like a pirate from the West.
Slivers.
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 Slivers. Yeah.
And then fry them in oil.
Yeah.
And then... put them on top of something else.
Yeah, yeah.
With big chunks, loads of fresh garlic and chili flakes, lemon juice, and olive oil.
With quinoa?
Yeah, quinoa with like any old crap in it.
Like just like, literally stock.
Poo. Sorry. yeah, quinoa. Yeah, with some nice stock, and I like the vegan stock by that company,
that the Bouillon company. Yum yum.
But I got the vegetarian one by mistake, and it's not as nice.
I'm ever so sorry, cows.
No. I feel very sad.
I feel like we haven't said enough about what's in this sagaloo. Maybe it's sweet potato spinach. Which sweet potato is a curveball in itself. This is really nice. But what was in the spice mix? A sagaloo is one of my favourite dishes in the world, by the way.
So we took coriander seed, fennel seed, cumin seed.
Oh, so much seed.
Toasted it up. Tried to grind it. And then mixed that in with some ground turmeric. And that's what gives it the lovely flavours. I used it does. For some reason. It's I really used turmeric. Sesame oil. Do you think that's weird?
No.
That's for sort of Japanese, Chinese.
I think it's for dressings, isn't it?
I use it always for stir fries.
Do you?
And like teriyaki.
The smell of it is one of the sexiest things in the universe, I think, sesame oil.
Really?
Yeah. Now that I know that's what you've used, I might give it a sniff on the way out.
Foreplay. Instead of baby oil.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Mikey knows if I'm carrying a bottle of sesame oil.
You mean business?
It's business time.
I'm gonna put some
did you cook when you were little?
A bit. My mum's a really good cook.
Is she?
Really good. Oh, yes. I listened to your podcast with Carl Donnelly, and you were slagging off somebody. You were slagging off someone from Come Dine With Me, and I'm not having it.
I was slagging someone off on it. Oh, okay.
You were saying...
Right. They're using condensed... They used a...
Campbell's condensed chicken soup on toast as a starter. Now, my mum has a Christmas party every year, and... to where she cooks for like 20 or 30 people.
Wow.
And we have Anne's chicken. And so in the days...
Is she... Your mum is Anne?
No.
Oh.
Who the fuck is Anne?
the mystery of Anne's chicken.
I think she's like a great aunt or a cousin or somebody's wife. Or but it's so crazy because my mum is a really skillful cook.
Yeah.
But she cooks this dish with Campbell's condensed chicken soup. And like she cooks a load of chicken, strips them, puts it in and makes the sauce with Campbell's chicken soup.
Wow.
And then puts crisps on top.
Whoa,
puts
just
it in
like,
the oven.
Just like on that Come Dine With Me.
Is that what they did?
He put crisps on top. He put it's chicken so soup on delicious. Toast. And then crisps on top. I think your mum has put a chef's twist on this with the actual chicken.
Well, I think it was Anne who put the twist.
It is. Yeah. Well done, Anne.
It's so good. You put loads of crushed crisps on top and put it in the oven.
Well, I eat my snobby words.
It's so good.
I'm just putting one of my own hairs out of my mouth.
I suppose.
I probably won't try it now.
Oh my God, it's
but I will
so
take your
good.
Word on it. Someone else I spoke to, Katie Mulgrew, was saying one of her favourite comfort food is... Doesn't have to be Campbell's, but like creamy chicken and mushroom soup, just with cooked spaghetti. And it's like a fake carbonara.
Right.
I think lots of people had it growing up, and it's quite a nostalgic-y thing for lots of people.
I know.
Might have been just a really... Do you think it was just a really... do you think Anne was at her peak in the 60s?
Oh,
yes. Or 70s? And that was just a time where you did... Started to do juju, swanky pants things with tinned food. Nothing wrong with that. Apparently Smash is making a return.
Oh my God. It was so good. It's such a really delicious thing. That obviously, I went off my non-dairy.
Anne's chicken, for that day.
You can't not join in. It's so good. We used to have Heinz spaghetti on toast.
Yeah.
Carbs with your carbs.
Mm.
And then, but then grilled the spaghetti with grilled cheese, like loads of, and it was called spaghetti cheese crust.
Whoa, that sounds amazing. So you toast the toast, butter it, put some cooked tinned spaghetti on top, grate some cheese on the roof of that.
No, you wouldn't, no, you put the toast on, you put it on toast afterwards.
At the very end?
Yes.
Oh, so you like cook the spaghetti and then put the cheese on top and then put that saucepan with the spaghetti in under the grill.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then you used to like put it in... up and put that on toast.
Yeah. Although, yeah, you're right. We used to do it like put it in a dish, like an oven-proof dish, and then put it under the grill. I didn't really understand anything about food groups.
At uni?
Mm.
Were you, so if your mum was a master chef, did she teach you any of that when you were little?
No, and she didn't teach.
Because she didn't want to, because you weren't interested. Did she ever try? I mean, did she ever try?
Well, we used to do a bit of cooking, making cakes. She makes a really good lemon drizzle cake. Mm. She's not very
into
cakes.
I think you've told me before about your mum's lemon drizzle.
Very good. And she makes really nice biscuits as well.
Oh, I can't do
biscuits. Oh, she makes really nice puddings.
Yeah.
She used to do these like kind of creme fraiche, tight creamy creme fraiche stuff with like really dark brown sugar on the top and then refrigerated.
Oh, like muscovado.
Just so good.
Really?
And then when you'd mix it together.
Oh, I'm gonna try that. Nice. Like creme fraiche with muscovado sugar just on the roof.
Like, I think you put it overnight. So it's got a thick, like an inverse Guinness.
Oh. Wow, that sounds delicious.
Let's have it for Paddy's Day, obviously. Actually, I've got this really, you've brought some Oatly creamy oat, use as single cream. But yeah. And I've got some sour cream substitute by Oatly, and it's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great.
It barely tastes of strawberries at all. you know that kind of rubbery strawberry flavour you can get from some fake cheese.
Oh really? Yeah, I'm not. I've still yet to be wooed, even by the most.
You've just put me onto those Vitalife slices, yeah, and I'm completely.
They're so addictive.
Honestly, I hadn't. I just went without cheese. I'm a big. You
I feel
can
like
hear.
We need to make this clear. So Caroline's not eating dairy at the moment.
Yeah, because I went to see an acupuncturist. She told me to give up dairy, wheat, sugar, coffee, and alcohol.
Oh, God.
And,
this is horrific.
But
this
I'd already tried wheat and sugar, and it hadn't made a difference. I thought, it made sense to me to give up dairy.
Try dairy, yeah.
And it seemed to help. And when I went back the second time, she's like, how are you? And I was like, well, I've given up dairy. She's like, really? I didn't expect that. This is huge.
So why would she even say it?
I think it was because I think she said it and my reaction was like, that's impossible.
Get fucked.
because I was saying, oh, I've got a soft spot for cheese. And she's like, yeah, when people say they've got a soft spot for something or they say I couldn't give something up, that's the thing they need to give up.
Right.
And it was really actually easy. I just needed to be told to do it. And then I did it. And I did cut back on the other things, but then I bulged out really badly on sugar. I bulged out so bad. I nearly managed...
It's very hard, I think. So you eat not eating meat or fish either?
No, I am eating meat and fish. But not...
I think it's really hard if you're going, like, even just sweet snack-wise off dairy, not to then really crank up the sugar because... I mean, you've got to be allowed something.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of it in lots of processed dairy-free puds.
Yeah. Yeah, at first it was like, I thought I was going to give up coffee because all the fake milk was so
gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
And then I discovered
unless you
oat
have
milk.
It out, yeah.
I
still think, for me, almond milk's the best in just sloughed cold into a coffee. But if I'm out, the option of an oat milk coffee.
Can I make you one? I've got a coffee machine.
Have you? Yes, please. I've just rubbed some chili in my eyeball.
Good thinking.
I didn't realise there was any on that finger. Oh.
Do you want an eyeball?
No.
No?
No, I'm just going to blink a lot.
winking at me.
I'd really like that. Let's have coffees with pudding. Can
Shall
you be bothered?
Do it now? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite noisy if you want to hear my beautiful voice.
I don't know if we can be bothered.
I can.
Yeah, let's have one.
I'm going to switch it on. Ask
if
me another question.
If you want to hear my beautiful voice. Wait, so if you you can cook, but you didn't learn when you were little. When did you learn? And you didn't know when you went to uni?
I used to fry frankfurters.
At uni?
And I
did
lived,
you?
I lived with a
from
nurse.
From a tin? From a jar?
No, the Herta ones from a sachet.
Right, from a sachet.
And I used to fry...
Edinburgh?
I was at Edinburgh College of Art. And I made... I had a frying pan full of... Oh yeah, I used to chop them up. So they'd go like sizzly, like chorizo.
Yeah.
And then just throw a load of crap in a frying pan. But then I would put cheese into the frying pan as well. And then I lived with this nurse and she just came and she was like, "You're frying cheese!" And like, she did the most eyebrow raising you could possibly imagine. And I didn't even know what was wrong with that.
I still don't, really.
Oh, can I show you?
I mean, you fry halloumi.
Can I show you?
You were frying cheddar, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, where's... my granddad once, when he was left to make his own dinner, tried to fry a pork pie.
Oh my God.
It's good, isn't
that
it?
That was one of the saddest things I ever saw. My grandparents came to live with us for a bit when he had Alzheimer's and he was ill. And I caught him one day having a cup of soup, and it just felt like... I know there's nothing wrong with a cup of soup, but I thought it's... Cup of soups are for dickheads like me who can't be bothered to make some proper food. They're not for an old man who's been in the RAF and raised five kids and now doesn't know his own name. It's just really sad.
The saddest cup of soup you ever saw. But I bet he wasn't sad.
No.
And actually, if you've lived through wars, you're probably quite used to having...
We love it.
You might even be quite up for some dust, some wet dust.
And he some wetted dust. Find little cigarettes in all the drawers because he wasn't allowed to smoke. I think he had some,
some cancer. He'd sneak them.
And so he'd hide them, stow them away, and then not remember where he put them.
Oh!
And I caught him. Well, we both ran into each other while we were having a sneaky fag.
When was this?
When I was about 15.
Oh God. Apart from frying frankfurters and cheese, did you get, because Edinburgh's got amazing food stuff in it, did you get any experience of that? Were you just too young to care?
Croissants.
Croissants?
Bagels, I learnt.
Yeah.
With cheese.
Mm.
And, you know, a bit of Jarlsberg I learnt. Yeah, there's a really nice cheese shop. My whole life was all about cheese.
Yeah.
What am I looking for? Cups.
A soft spot for cheese. Does your acupuncturist mean you're not allowed it ever again, though?
No.
No. Just having a cut down and see what happens.
Yeah. But then I think...
Your coffee machine sounds like a sex toy.
We're pretending that my sex toy is a coffee machine.
It's just stirring some coffee granules in hot water around with a plastic dip. Shall I dish our pears up?
Oh yeah.
Pears, dish our pears up.
Oh yeah, go for the dishes. What do you want?
No.
Oh, how big? Well, let's have these. I think one of these has actually got a pear.
Oh, they're beautiful.
One's an orange and one's a pear. I did once, I like to play at a tea room. Like, you know, pretend it I was running a restaurant.
Oh, when you were a kid?
Yeah. And made scones and things, and that was very successful. And the second time I did it, I made an absolutely disgusting minestrone. And then, which was basically stock and pasta, right? And then we had to go a long drive. We had a long drive and I vomited everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Stock and pasta.
Really disgusting. Yeah, so I used to do stuff like that, like make menus. I've still got a cookbook from when I was a kid, actually.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really cool. Over here. Is it worth getting it?
Yeah.
I think I might have actually found this. This might not be the same copy.
Oh my God.
It's really groovy. My fun to cook.
My fun to cook book.
And the drawings
quick and
are really
easy
lovely.
Recipes for young cooks.
One of them is like caramelized sugar on toast.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
When's this book from?
Stuff that you wouldn't want your child to eat now.
This is Awesome.
Cheese straws, I remember.
Whoa, first published 1969. Friday pie. I think they're frying cheese.
Yes! Vindicated.
There's a picture of some, oh, it might be an egg. What are those little yellow sticks?
Grated cheese. Cheese. Yes.
Oh, yes, this is brilliant. Cheese dreams. There's a recipe called cheese dreams. I think this might be where your soft spot for cheese came from.
Yeah, there's definitely cheese straws.
There's some serious cheese. Cheese dreams. You need a knife, cheese grater, frying pan, small bowl. It's a cheese toasty fried with a fried egg on top. Poor Knights of Windsor.
What's that? It's bread-based
so
cooking.
Cholesterol-y.
Bread and cheese.
Spanish omelette. This is all afters. It's just an empty bowl. That's the saddest picture I've ever seen. Oh, this is amazing. Fantastic.
Where's the sugar bread? Is it even called sugar bread?
Sugar bread.
Toasted sugar bread. Oh my God, it's so delicious.
Is it?
Well, yeah.
It sounds
outrageous.
A little bit similar to the amazing sugar on creme fraiche overnight in the fridge pudding.
Oh, yeah, well, it's basically a creme brulee, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a piece of white bread, buttered, sugar on top, and grill it.
Fantastic. Toasted sugar bread.
So it goes hard, you know. Oh,
God.
I love a creme brulee. Oops. Oh, a bit of rhubarb creme brulee.
Ice cream. Well, I want to try my Oatly cream as well.
Mm. I want to put a mint leaf on top of this.
Do you?
But I haven't got any.
You're posh, see? I want to know where this culinary eye came from, wanting to put a mint leaf on things. That is snazzy, Caroline. Whoa!
Get out.
Get out. Right, I also want to try it. I'm going to open this. Just,
yeah.
Do you want to open it with my teeth?
No, do you want to?
I'm going to. Okay.
I don't mind. Now I feel self-conscious. Like, no. I'm so posh, I open a carton with scissors instead of my teeth.
I don't think that's posh. I think that's absolutely fine and normal. I just want to try this. So we've made poached pears in red wine with no added sugar. And we've got Swedish glacé vegan ice cream and some Oatly cream.
Ooh.
Which says, creamy oat, use a single cream. Which I've never, ever noticed before in the supermarket.
How do you get cream out of an oat?
I don't know. I can't remember who, but there's a stand-up that's got something quite funny about... Oh, lovely Andrew Bird has got a bit about milking oats.
Has he?
Yeah.
There's something a bit menstrual about this dish.
You can tell there's no added sugar, right?
Yeah. Do you want some sugar?
No, I don't want some sugar. I mean, I like it because I love red wine.
Yeah.
And it does taste of pears and red wine rather than like a poached pear.
Yeah.
Even though it's properly cooked.
I like the texture of a
There's something menstrual about it. Oh. I mean, do you like it?
I don't, you know, sometimes you taste something and you don't like it.
Yeah.
You actively dislike it. I don't.
Yeah. It's not ideal, is it? It tastes of hot red wine.
Well, why not?
We could have just drunk the wine. Oh, Caroline just had a mouthful of just the liquid.
I just had the liquid, and it's like the dregs. So I think a lot depends on the wine here, doesn't it?
Oh dear, and I didn't buy very nice wine.
It does specifically say a nice wine.
In my head, if I'm cooking with wine, I cannot buy.
But I don't even know what is a nice. What is nice wine?
£7 and up.
Okay. Yeah, you
definitely. You're not. Who's going to buy like a Chateau Neuf du Pape to cook a pear in? Not me.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, but you don't use the whole bottle, do you?
Over half.
Really? I suppose if you're going to be drinking some nice wine anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. I just think poached pears are much nicer with port, maybe.
I do.
Mm.
I don't know. It tastes really nice with the pear, a bit of the Swedish glass. Mm. But the sauce on its own
is disgusting. I'm having a sip of your Oatly coffee with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's lush.
But I like...
That's really lovely. It's so creamy. It's so creamy. Cheers. Cheers, Calaline.
Yeah, sometimes I manage to froth it up better than that.
Oh, it doesn't need it. It's so tasty. But you're a cappuccino person, aren't you? And I like lattes.
Yeah, I like hot and cold together. I like ice cream with hot.
I'm having more ice cream. Haven't told you how full I already am. I'm going in because I think it needs it. And I also I just don't want to leave any pear. I love a pear. Don't leave any bloody... Do you know where these pears are from?
No.
I've just joined this thing called Oddbox, which sadly at the moment is only in South London, but I think they're expanding. And there might be one near you, wherever you are, where it's a company that you buy boxes of fruit and veg off that have been rejected by supermarkets. And
great.
Every single thing from it has been perfect and delicious.
Very good.
Can't even have, like, supermarkets don't even take blemished foods. All the tomatoes in the box I got this week were all extra ones when there was a vine that had six tomatoes on, but the packet could only contain five.
For God's sake.
Isn't it bonkers? Have you ever eaten anything and then thought, oh, why did I just do that?
Have I ever?
Mm.
Have I... done that every single day of my life.
Really?
What do you mean?
Like absent-mindedly gone, oh, why have I done that? Or you mean you've consciously chosen to eat something and then afterwards gone like...
What, like I shouldn't have eaten it because it's a disgusting thing. I shouldn't have eaten
well,
it because...
Well, I've left the question open just to see what memories it conjures for you.
I'm constantly eating... more than my fair share.
Me too.
And especially at the moment with these sugary things, I'd have a whole packet of whatever it is. Oh my God, I tell you what I did.
Yes?
I drank... I was working in Ghana a long time ago and we went...
Gap year?
No, it wasn't. It was... I was working as an animator and I managed to get a job in a film school.
Wow.
In Ghana, and it was very disorganized, chaotic place, but it was brilliant. I was only there for a few months, and we went at Christmas out, you know, exploring and to the beach and stuff. When we were in the jungle, and it was very hot, and I took a big. We'd been camping, took a big swig of water. But it wasn't water. It was light fluid.
Oh my God! Oh no! Were you alright?
So bad. I didn't swallow it.
Fuck, thank God! You might have died, mightn't you, if you'd swallowed it.
Let's say yes.
Oh my God, lighter fluid.
It was so gross.
Oh God, and I was so... Fuck!
I was with a boyfriend and and two people that I was working with.
Mm.
But what, you know, we'd been living together for 3 months. The boyfriend was just visiting, but with the people I was working with, we'd been living together in a house for 3 months and now travelling for a few days and we're already on each other's nerves.
Oh, no.
And I was so angry why he had put lighter fluid into a drinking water bottle. So it looked like a bottle of Evian.
Water, yeah.
And I just went... I think I was like to brush my teeth.
Oh, my God.
And I, you know, in the jungle, retching and being like just, and then I felt like I was this awful princess, blaming him. I was so angry and I was unable to. I remember also like being covered in ants. Being like freaking out about these ants and this guy Dorian being like, oh, why are you freaking out? Come on, get over it. Everyone else is coping with being covered in ants. But they were just, I don't know if they were just on me or whatever, but he made me feel, or I allowed myself to feel that self-conscious about being the one that was fussing about stuff.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to fuss about a mouthful of lighter fluid. Did it burn the inside of your mouth?
It was so gross. And it was like, give me some water. And he's like, shit. Dorian going, oh, she's making fuss again.
Oh, Dorian.
And then I think there was an instant where he finished off my Marmite.
What?
And that was the last straw.
Then you came home.
We had to split up after that. Like, he wasn't my boyfriend. We had to separate.
Yeah.
Go off different journeys.
I think I would have had to have even earlier.
Yum in my tum.
What sort of food did you eat in Ghana?
Oh, Kelly Welly. Mm-mm.
What's Kelly Welly?
Kelly Welly is plantains. They eat it on the street. Plantains deep fried with ginger, chili, garlic, onion. Oh my God, it's so good.
Mm, and what, you whole? Like no, big chunks
up.
Of it?
Chopped yeah, chunks. Up. And so you'd...
So you'd say, shallow oh, fried me... in those things?
Yeah.
Could you do it like
yeah, I've never... You I need a deep fryer. You need a, no, no. Well, you need a sort of big pan, yeah. deep pan.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of oil. And it does burn. I've yeah, yeah. I haven't done it really well myself. And it's very, very oily. Oh, my God, it's so good.
So delicious.
And you'd order it by... You'd say, can I have 2,000 Kelly Welly? That would be 2,000 CDs worth of it. And it all goes into a plastic bag. They used to serve, I think, 20 years before that. This was like 2004.
Uh-huh.
And people who'd been there in the past had... they used to serve all the food in big leaves.
Yeah.
And now they serve it in plastic bags and there's just bags everywhere.
Oh, so no. Sad. That's so sad.
It's so sad.
What, because they thought it would look more professional and hygienic?
Yeah, well, same reason, I guess, why we all get everything in plastic bags. You used to get a cup of tea in a plastic bag. So they put the bag
wow, into
the
car.
Yeah.
In a car or, like, anywhere.
On the street, yeah. Yeah. So they'd be serving tea. So they have a plastic cup there. If you want to take it away, yeah. they put a plastic bag into the cup and then they tie it up and you take it home and put it in your cup at home.
Oh, my word.
So cool.
And we're moaning now. Not moaning's the wrong word, but we're all aware now that, like, there's plastic in our tea bags.
Right, yeah. That's a different kind of tea bag.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. It's a sandwich bag with a cup of tea in it.
So then you could get, like, goat... Contomeré was, like, a sort of spinachy thing.
I love it that you remember all the names
of
it. Oh,
I loved it. But the main thing... Red.
What's red?
Red is, like, beans, a red bean stew.
Mm.
And jollof rice is the big thing. Chicken and rice. And would you like pepper with that?
Hot sauce.
Really hot sauce. Pepper. And you could buy, you'd always could like get an orange on the side of the street. And the oranges would be green.
Okay.
Because they just pick before they only get orange later.
Nice.
That's and they would chop, they'd peel it.
Yeah.
Like so that, I think they peel it so that you've just got a white orange and then chop the hat off. And you just squeeze it into your mouth.
I love it. So you just like...
Yeah, just drink it like that.
Oh, my God.
Really good.
Really good. Oh, I love how clearly you remember the food all there.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just there for a few months.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to recreate any of those foods?
Kelly Welly.
Yeah. How'd it go?
Yeah. That boyfriend had a deep fat... fryer.
Uh-huh.
We stank the house up making Kelly Welly.
Yeah.
And then I do, I'm always every now and again trying out different plantain recipes. I get very sad when I get plantains and they're not like Kelly Welly.
Oh,
you know, sometimes plantains can just be a bit lumpy.
Been trying to live up to the joy of Kelly Welly ever since. Yeah. I've never ever had a successful plantain dish, but I won't give up. I've also never been to a country where they eat plantain and cook it well. So I've just got all
sometimes
that yet to
sometimes West
discover.
Indian plantains are really yummy and sometimes they're not.
Yeah. I just mean recipes I've followed. I'm not saying I'm anti-plantain. Have you got any... I want to move on to something totally different. Is that all right?
Yes.
Have you got any particularly tangy opinions in relation to, like, eating and body image and all of that stuff?
Tangy.
Do you, like, think that, like... I think some people think that diets are abhorrent... Like weight loss diets. I think some people think that...
I'm just finishing off my pudding while
But I wonder, I suppose a more open question is, do you reckon you've always had a relatively good relationship with eating? Like even through your teens and stuff?
I just think I've always been clueless.
I think of you as a healthy person.
I don't think of myself like that.
Whenever we've eaten together, it's always been like, you know, really veggie salad-y
thing.
But
you
plus just a fucking mountain of cheese sandwiches. Cauliflower cheese and macaroni cheese.
I had no idea about your cheese thing.
Yeah, really cheese.
You're a real cheese lady.
Yeah.
Queen of the cheese.
And then at the moment, I'm
cheese
really...
Cheese dreams.
Yesterday, we picked up my daughter from school and then we went to the pub and had some chips. Mm-hmm. And they were, you know, you pay £3.50 for skin on chips. They were really delicious, but there were hardly any of them. So I was like, okay, we need some more chips. Let's go home and...
Yeah.
Got some crappy oven chips, which I hardly ever have oven chips because they're just not nice enough to warrant eating
the
chips. Do you know what I mean?
Had a chip.
Yeah, but I just was like, I'm gonna eat as many fucking chips as I can. I'm feeling sort of reckless about food, and I'm really reckless about sugary food at the moment.
Do you think it's the sugar that brings on a feeling of recklessness though? Because the sugar's so addictive in that way, isn't it? Although I'm like that with salt. I think the salty things make me just want more and more and more and more to them. And I do this thing where I switch my brain off.
Yeah.
And it's just going in. I'm not even tasting it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I know now, I've had enough therapy about it, to know while it's happening that I'm doing it. But and that can stop me, actually. But it also cannot. Sometimes I go, I know I'm eating without even tasting it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care because it's nice. It is nice.
It is nice.
Also, I secretly really love an oven chip.
Do you love... I mean...
Now it's not a secret.
But those people who do get into weight loss diets...
Mm. Oh, what, like faddily being on them all the time?
Yeah, and... but and
that's lots of people, isn't it?
Yeah. And I... You know, when you, like, I just always assume people are thin because they're thin, but actually probably half the time they are in a terrible prison of their own making, keeping themselves that thin.
I think so.
And I'm sort of jealous that they have the self-discipline to do it.
To be in the miserable prison of their own making.
Well, like, but then, you know, you're swapping one misery for another, aren't you? Because the misery of feeling like you're overweight and not good enough and... flabby and...
I don't know, I think
elephantine.
I think there's
Also, as you get older, it's like, I'm losing the chance, any small, tiny chance I ever had of being acceptably attractive.
What?
You know what I mean?
What? Like, I can't believe you're...
Yes, thank you, Jess. I know, I actually am very attractive. No, I feel... No, I do feel like... I feel like... Yeah, you buy you
of
on
being
some
a model. You mean
yes, no, yeah, yeah.
I think I have little flashes of that, but I can usually crush them by thinking this is not a helpful way to live your life.
No,
but
of course not.
I get flashes where I think if you don't try and get the body you've always dreamed of now,
yeah,
will there ever be a point?
No, it's over.
but then I think
but you can
but to do but
I'd rather do it by exercise.
I've been trying for a long time to exercise my way into a dream body, and I have now come to accept that there has to be some concession on the
sugar.
Food content. No, not necessarily sugar. I could take or leave sugar.
What?
I know, what pervert.
Yeah.
I just mean I don't need to have seconds at every meal.
You do.
You do. See, I think I'd rather be happy.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different kind
of
happy.
I'd rather swap for that
it?
Kind of happy. I think I get so happy from food compared to... Well, I don't know if you've... I had the realisation recently, as in within the last few days, where... So at the moment, I'm doing lots of exercise, and I saw a photograph of me, and I wanted to puke and cried. And I know, and I had this, thank God I remembered it. I thought, I've had memories
of... a photograph of yourself while you were exercising.
No, that would be fair enough. Who wants to see that? It was a very froofed up, someone had done my makeup for this thing.
Right, yes,
like,
yes, yes, yes,
I didn't
yes,
look
yes.
like me, and that's upsetting.
Yes.
But I also, it was the main reason I was sad, let's be honest, was my thighs made me feel sad. They were huge.
And did you actually puke?
No. I just felt really, really distressed. By this picture. Briefly.
Yes.
I've grown out of letting that affect me for a day.
Yeah.
But I had, an hour. Do you have longer?
Now. I can kind of... I think I had a photo shoot recently and it was very enjoyable.
Yeah.
and I was able to imagine myself looking how I would like to look. Yeah. And so it was a bit disappointing when I got to see the photos. But it's okay.
But I think everything's just in a different context. So in the past, every patch I've had of being fit, never, like, you know, hot weight doesn't really come into it, but knowing that you're eating well generally, sleeping well generally, and exercising a bit.
Yeah.
And I've then, at the time, I've looked at photos, always. I don't think I've ever once looked at a photo and gone, yes, get in. But then later, when I've been way less healthy, much heavier, much less fit,
I looked back at that picture
and gone, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Look at what you look like then.
Yeah.
And so, actually, I must remember that. And I did, for the first time ever, remembered it when I looked at these recent pictures I'd done. And I hated them and thought, well, next time you're really unfit, you'll look at that picture and you'll love it and think you're mad now. So appreciate it in the moment. Just know that we're all mad. We're all mad. Yeah.
All those of us
that feel like that.
The video that I send off to promoters for stand-up, the thumbnail of it, makes me feel really sad. Like, I couldn't watch that video. I couldn't watch it. I thought I just looked like an elephant. But it's the best video I've got, so I have to send it.
I've watched that video, and you don't look like an elephant. But you can't. I think it's a cute part of the human condition.
It's like, I don't, in my head...
I mean, of sensible humans. If you enjoy watching yourself clowning, you're a pervert, I think.
Yeah.
You cannot switch. Our egos mean that you cannot switch on a part of your brain that goes, okay, how good is my comedy performance in this video? And switch off a part of your brain that's then going, how attractive do I think I look objectively? Which is so irrelevant.
Yeah.
But also, I think if you've not spent your life in a cycle of dieting, which so many women have, great.
Yeah, exactly.
We've enjoyed our lives.
I had one time when I was thin.
I stopped. I
haven't enjoyed my life. What are you talking about?
I think you have.
I've done things that I should have enjoyed, but I've been miserable the whole time.
You enjoyed your eating in Ghana.
Yeah, I loved Ghana. But I was able to be miserable at the same time.
It's just my way. When was the time when you were very thin, was that because you weren't being kind to yourself, food-wise?
I always think it's because my heart was broken, but it wasn't. It led up to my heart being broken because I was thin and then I started seeing this guy, probably because I was thin, and then he used to get really annoyed because I kept going, oh, my trousers are falling down, oh, my clothes... Because he was a bit overweight.
Yeah.
He'd go in a mad mood because I was losing weight. And I didn't know why I was losing weight. And then he left me for dead. And I lost even more weight, I'm sure. I think
heartbreak is a killer for appetite-wise. I mean, it's just...
Some people would comfort eat.
They would, but I am one of those people. I would say the same. It's very, very rare that I don't want to eat, and I can count them on one hand, and they are the times, long extended periods of time where I'm eating just to survive and taking no joy in it. I think heartbreak turns off your taste buds. I genuinely can't eat, really. It's the only time I can't eat, but when I'm grieving.
I was thin. Maybe I just
you
got thin.
You weren't happy, though, were you?
No. But I did like being thin. And I stayed thin until... And then I met my current squeeze. It will be 10 years next year.
Wow.
And I think once I was secure in that relationship, I just like put it all back on.
But I think that's because you're happy.
Yeah. Natural.
I think you eat what you don't, you know. Well, I think the message I'm taking from this is that I'm glad you're not tiny, emaciated. I don't think that'd be a sign that you were being very happy.
No. It's kind of like this.
The feminist in me feels like I need to bollock you for wanting to try it.
I'm not going to do it. I'm too lazy.
Okay, good. Say scrum diddly umptious.
Hello!
And then you can be in my podcast. You mentioned you've got a daughter. Has feeding her always been a simple thing?
Feeding her hasn't been too bad. Sleeping is the hard thing with her.
Is she? She was never. She's never been fussy or anything like
She's a bit fussy, and now she's stopped eating sausages, which were one of her favourites because she knows where they come from.
Oh, really? Yeah. Fascinating. She's five.
Yeah,
that's fascinating.
Yeah, but she hasn't stopped eating all meat, even like duck. Oh, she loves Peking crispy duck. Mm.
And pancakes from the Chinese takeaway.
I think also like anything where you can make the there's activity around making the food. Like we made sort of spring rolls the other day and it was really fun. But she really, really likes duck pancakes. And
you're doing cooking with her then?
Yeah. Aww. She really likes baking and stuff. But I'm terrible at baking. I mean, sometimes we've got a little friend. They come around and we do baking together, and the mum's really good at baking. But we made these biscuits, and they all just melted together in the thing. Started a little heart shape, and then they just end up as one big blob. But she, the duck, she hadn't realised that the duck was a duck.
Uh-huh.
And then she was saying, she was halfway through eating a pancake, and then was like, oh. And she sort of like just put it down. I don't think she's going to have them anymore.
Oh, no,
she said she wanted them. Realized. She wanted to have it for her birthday.
Yeah.
But now she's realised it's a duck.
Oh. Well, you can get great fake duck in some places. In fact, some Chinese takeaways even do it, and it's really good.
Oh,
Mikey
yeah.
and I had it from one...
Like that weird place I took you to.
Yes. Is that near here? Is that Jones Bush?
It's on the green.
Mikey and I had it from a takeaway, and it was really, really good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so it might be worth a try.
Okay.
Get some fake duck in. I mean, I imagine there's terrible variants.
She was running a restaurant in here the other day and she'd made this whole menu which she copied out four times.
Oh, she's such a legend!
And one of the puddings was sandwiches. Because she said, because you have to have a healthy option. and the starter was that fruity dish.
Your My Fun to Cookbook.
No.
Is there a main called Cheese Dream?
Yeah.
God, I love it. I forgot about running restaurants as kids. I used to do that with my cousins. We were left with my nana for long extended periods over the holidays and got very bored. We got very creative.
Yeah.
And we would run restaurants, but basically my cousin Dan would run it. Me and George, his sister, who was a few years younger, would just be his slaves. It was a bit patriarchal. We just had to we had to dress up and be waitresses and do what we were told.
Short skirts.
But we did, probably. But we did the whole thing to get tips. We'd make scrambled eggs, terrible, hard scrambled eggs for our whole family that didn't even really want them. They'd had breakfast hours ago.
Yeah.
And then we'd make them all give us tips and then go and spend it on sweets. And I think, it didn't take them long to get wise to it.
Idiots.
But I love it that you're doing that with your daughter.
And she likes making fruit salad. She likes chopping things. She always wants to be making the food.
Aww. Rudy's starting to show, like, he's kind of doing the odd, like, well, he's quite, every time I'm doing anything, he's like, I want to help. And often it's really impractical.
Yeah.
But in a way, you can't help me write this email. But with chopping, he's only two, but I'm doing lots of, like, chopping stuff and then getting him to put it from one board into a bowl, just trying to get him keen on it.
She went on a chocolate making workshop.
Did she?
Yeah, half term.
Really? For a friend's birthday party?
No, for childcare.
Oh, cool.
Like, it was a bit more expensive than normal childcare. But
yeah,
it was
of course,
like,
but she came away knowing how to make chocolates.
Yes, and with some really fancy looking chocolates. And they made pasta, which they boiled some pasta. Yes. But now she wants to boil water all the time.
Oh, God. So I've got one last mega question.
Okay.
It's ridiculous and they're all personalised.
for each person.
Okay.
This is the actual question.
Okay.
Someone discovers a precious material. This isn't inspired by Black Panther at all, by the way. which could power the whole Earth without ever running out or harming the planet, and it could be harnessed to provide everything positive and magical, like no weapons. But it could even cure like gunshot wounds to the heart and stuff. It's brilliant. It's called Vibrationium. Anyway, a baddie gets it.
Oh, no.
Probably a new male white comedian. And starts trying to drink it all to get the, like, basically to become like a modern Captain Planet. But you're the only one who can stop him, Caroline, because years ago he gave you the power to empty his tummy back into a safe vessel by simply completing a half marathon whilst dressed as an ostrich. And you do it!
Hooray!
You're a hero, but you're absolutely pooped. And you're naturally very, very hungry and thirsty. You can go wherever you want, with whoever you want, fictional or dead even if you like, and you can eat whatever you want. I want to know where you're going, who with, and what you're eating and drinking.
Oh my God. I had a very nice fish samosa once.
Whoa, that sounds intriguing.
On the beach in Kenya.
Oh my God, you're so well travelled. Oh yeah. A Kenyan beach fish samosa.
Yeah. The Beach Boys. With
like a
samosas.
Triangle. Like a samosa as I know them.
Oh, God, it's so good. But really? like just done fresh right there and done. Then on the beach.
Wow.
I'd go there for that. I think it was in Lamu.
Wow.
Mm. Island paradise.
God, this is awesome. Okay.
But I'm not still probably
what
be
would you
hungry.
Drink with it?
Who would I be with? My wife and daughter.
Yeah.
No. Who would I really go with?
You'd go with anyone. You can make someone up from scratch, much like the samosa. Make a fresh person.
Mm. I think I'd go on my own.
Okay, fine. Perfect. That's dreamy. But no one said that so far. I'm surprised.
Mm.
On your own, fish samosa. Anything with it? Sounds a bit puny.
It's small.
Do you want a well-poached pear?
I thought that was nice.
It was all right.
I'm really into beef wrapped up in a beetle leaf.
Ooh.
Now, I've never been to Vietnam. But it's,
do you get it from that banana tree place?
I don't know what that banana tree
is. It's like a chain of like, I think it's...
I might have been...
It's like fusion food, but I think it's like lots of African and influenced and Asian influence.
It's a Vietnamese thing. There's one...
You took me on Wardour Street.
Yeah.
Viet so
food.
Good. Viet food.
Yeah, and then lemongrass.
Oh, it was delicious. That was before I went veganish.
If I couldn't get to Kenya... I mean, that it's so affordable.
You can have that in Kenya.
If it's so affordable, it seems a bit of a waste. Like, I can just go there and get that any time.
Well, I think you should allow yourself to have every food you want, because this is the dream scenario.
It was like lemongrass chicken and beef in beetle leaves. I had a really great meal in the W restaurant, which is... also on Wardour Street.
Yeah,
I don't know
opposite,
if it's not there anymore, that hotel.
Yeah.
I don't know if the restaurant's still there. On the tasting menu, I did a show. I hosted a book launch in the Prince Charles Cinema.
Yeah.
And they took us all out to dinner afterwards, and it was the most... And because it was being all paid for by someone else,
fantastic.
It was just so delicious.
What you had there. What do you have to drink with these things on the beach on your own?
Rum punch.
Rum punch.
Do you think? On the beach?
Yeah. I love dark... Is it dark rum, white rum?
Dark rum.
Dark rum with lots of fruity juice.
Yeah, and ginger and all sorts. Mint. Or a mojito.
Have a mojito.
Yeah.
You love them.
I love mojitos. Porn star martini.
What's a porn star martini?
A porn star martini is passion fruit martini with a thimble of... Prosecco chaser. Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's that then. That's it.
That's it then. Anybody who wants to come with me to this beach, because I can't think of anyone I want to take.
So you're just going to invite anyone?
Anyone.
You're just going to get a load of curves off Twitter.
Apply. I'll look through your CVs.
Yes, that's
decide.
A good idea. Send your CVs to Caroline Mabey of Shepherd's Bush. Holiday to Kenya attendee for Feast of Dreams.
Yes.
And it will find its way to you.
Ooh. I think they might be having a civil war in Kenya now. So
that the case?
Well, you'll have to let me know after you've been.
Thanks, darling.
Bye.
That was the totally brilliant Caroline Maybe. She co-hosts the Properly Wicked podcast, where her and Taylor Glenn road test self-help remedies and therapies, and it's funny and raw, open-hearted, honest, all at once. Please check it out. It's on SoundCloud and iTunes and on Twitter at SelfRenPod, and it's called The Self-Renovators. And follow her on Twitter at Caroline Maybe. And to see her live, her website is carolinemaybe.com. That's Maybe with an M-A-B-E-Y. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I'm on tour. If you're listening to this before mid-May, come and see me do my show, The Silence of the Nans. Details are on my Twitter, at Jessica Fostercue. Do 5-star love to this podcast online and in person. Follow us on all social media. It's at The Hoovering Pod. If you've got questions, or indeed if you live in South London and want to try this odd box thing where they send you the wonky veg, then email me through my website, jessicafostercue.com. I'm not being sponsored by them. It's just because I think if I refer you, then we both get 50% off a box of vegetables. Get in. Music by the wonderful Mike Greenway. Until next time, happy hoovering.